most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at TigertownGraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Let's go. You can get in 654-7627. Let me tell you about Brian Franklin and Franklin Tree Service. Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us and want to remind you that they are the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has had some strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year, and we will have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect. We all have it. Like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. And look, some of us have way more than one tree. And I can tell you from personal experience, I had many. In fact, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I had a big oak tree that fell, and it fell between my garage and house. And this has happened two times, by the way. This first time was, you know, way back now, and it came to rest against my central air. And that's when I realized I can't keep doing this because I have too many trees that were earmarked to fall in my house. It just seemed obvious to me. So I actually and factually had Brian Franklin and his tree service come in and remove and cut those trees. I couldn't risk it anymore. There are just too many trees around my house, and my house is going to be smashed, and so was I. That was the reality. So Brian came in and, with his wisdom, you know, guided me as to what he thought needed to come down, and his crew was unbelievable. One tree had to be climbed and topped because it was behind my fence. They did it all, and they're just the ultimate professionals. I promise you that. Franklin Tree Service wants to be proactive, not reactive. Don't let these things happen to you. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards. They did that. By the way, I asked Brian about other trees, and he told me no. There was one big white oak on the side of my garage, and he said, nope, that doesn't need to come down. That tree will last forever. So he's not just going to tell you things for his health. He's going to give you the factual lowdown on whatever your situation is. Safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. Tell them I sent you, 864-947-9065. It's the Franklin Tree Service. Nobody does it like they do. They're the best. Like I said, Brian and his team have personally saved me multiple times. So they're absolutely awesome. You'll thank me later. All right, we have a lot to get to. I want to talk a little Clemson basketball. We really didn't get to any of it yesterday, so I want to talk a little bit about it today. Obviously, we had Brad on a few days ago, but you know, we've seen the team play once. Look, the level of competition, not great. But I think the things that we wanted to see, we saw. We saw Brad keeping to sort of his suggestion that he played 10, 11 guys. He did, at least. And really, I thought everybody looked pretty good. I mean, now I was listening to much of it on my way home that night. But this is, look, I've said this before. We have had, as Clemson basketball fans, there's been a luxury to see true star power here in recent years. I mean, this team has had first-team All-ACC players three consecutive years. That's never happened in Clemson basketball history. It never happened 2 years. And the last 3 years have been the best run of Clemson basketball success in the history of the school. So this is what we've been able to enjoy and watch. And we've been able to enjoy star power. You know, we've seen P.J. Hall and Chase everybody, Hunter and Ian, and look, we've seen true star power, and it's been fun to see. And there were expectations that came with that, and expectations that I think frequently were met. Not all the time, they're never met all the time, but I think frequently those expectations were met, and we've enjoyed those star power teams. But sometimes, even in those teams, there have been shortages. Last year, depth was a major issue. And when you had one key injury to Dylan Hunter, it changed the nature of your whole team because he had no depth and he had no answers beyond that. I mean, you know, Chauncey and Jake were not answers. They just weren't. They just weren't answers. And so when you lost the one player, it fundamentally changed everything about who you were. And so depth was a problem. Now, one of the advantages, and Tucker James will get to you in a minute, one of the advantages of having star power is you know where your points are coming from. So in other words, when you have those type of players, and every coach really wants to know this, they want to, in a normal situation, every coach wants to know this. When in a normal situation is you have 7-8 deep, you want to know who your leading scorer is going to be, who your second scorer is going to be, who your third scorer is going to be. So in other words, you want to know which guy gives you 19 a night, which guy gives you 16 a night, which guy gives you 12 a night. You want to know those things going in. This is a completely different situation. This team, as of yet, and I want to emphasize that because I think that could change. I think it will change. But as of now, this team doesn't enter the season with that type of proven commodity star power at this school. And so you don't have that. You also don't have anybody playing 30 minutes, and it doesn't seem like we're tracking towards anybody playing 30 minutes. You know, I don't know if we're going to go with these wholesale line changes or not. You know, Brad has talked about the fact that, you know, basically the B unit wins as often as the A unit does. And the B unit has maybe more athleticism, more explosiveness. And again, of course, he's mixed and matched these units some. You know, I heard him talking with Kwok and Ben the other day, too. And this issue of the unit scheme. I don't know that you're going to get, you know, Dean Smith-style wholesale substitutions where it's going to be five to the bench and five in. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I think it will be at times. Whether that's going to be the case against, you know, legitimate ACC opponents and that type of stuff, probably not. Probably not. But I still think as long as everybody gives effort, it sounds like Brad believes that everybody has earned the right to play. And everybody has played competitively enough that that's the case. That's a great problem to have. Now, look, come tournament time at the end, if you're fortunate enough to make the tournament, you may have to shorten that bench a little. We'll see. I mean, traditionally, that's how it works. But this team is unique in that it really looks like you have 11 guys plus who can play. It really looks that way. And it doesn't look there's a great deal of difference, you know, and I think some of it's just going to be, you know, look, one of the issues with star power is if you have two guys that are sort of your stars, well, if one of them has an off night and you don't have much beyond that, well, you're sort of screwed. When you have 11 guys or something of that sort, you have lots of possibilities from one night to the next. I think there's going to be a lot of that with this team. You're going to see different leading scorers with frequency. It's not going to be the same guys every night. Now, do I think that eventually it's going to settle in to some of the main guys? Yeah, I think Nick Davidson is going to be the leading scorer of this team. Now, you wouldn't have known that from the start of the game the other night. Because, quite honestly, R.J. Goffrey was really aggressive offensively at the start of the game, driving it strong to the rim, and he was getting good looks, and he was getting to the free throw line. And then, and it was a while before Nick Davidson took his first shot and got into the game. Eventually, I think he wound up in double digits. But I think he's the guy, all right? I think he's the guy who's going to be the leading scorer on this team and probably statistically will have the best profile. Having said that, I think the ultimate superstar of this team is Zach Foster. It's just an issue of when it comes. And I've said this for a long period of time. I think he's a future round one NBA draft pick. I think he's super explosive. He plays a composed game. I think he's special. I think this is the best player that Brad has ever recruited to the school. Now he's going to have to prove that, and he's going to have some really he's going to have some historically significant guys that he's going to have to climb over to sort of claim that imaginary title. But I think that's where it's headed. But I think there were a lot of things that happened in that game that you have to like. I go back to the Ace Buckner conversations with Brad. You know, conversation one, let's just say, I have no idea, but let's say it was 2 months ago. Conversation one was how Ace is a worker, how he's a ball hawk. He's a guy who can level off opposing dribblers. You know, he plays with great intensity and great effort. You know, that type of thing. Conversation two changed. Conversation two, like a month later, and now Brad was not talking about just Ace on the defensive end as a replacement for some of the guys he had last year, but he was talking about Ace as a driver, a slasher, explosive offensively, you know, and lightning quick. So he was talking about those elements the second time. And that was what changed. That was when the light really went off for me regarding Ace Buckner. And we continued that conversation the other day when we spoke. And then Ace went out and had whatever he scored, 17, 18 points, and drove it hard to the rim and went up against bigger guys and just didn't care. I mean, you know, he is probably the most competitive player on the team. And that matters. That matters a lot. But I think you saw great competitive spirit from R.J. Gottfried. I think that it was R.J. demonstrated leadership. And right at the start of that game, I thought his aggressiveness was important to outcome. You know, we've already seen some of the things that Justin Porter can do. Butter Johnson can do. I think that, as I said, Zach Foster, I think you're going to see Zach Foster do some things this year that you have not seen a Clemson player do around here in a long time. I think some of the things that Chase Hunter could do in terms of finishing above the rim, I think you're going to see Zach Foster do some of that and more. And with all due respect to Chase, and he was a tremendous player here, and Zach's got a long way to go to beat Chase. But I think Zach's upside is just better. His potential is just better. I think his skill is just better. I thought we saw really good things from Carter Welling. I thought we saw really good things from Jake Wallin. We've said all along Wallin was going to be a starter. I think people doubted that. Brad has made it clear that, you know, while he can play the four, you're going to see him more at the three, especially against similar level competition. And I think what you see out of these guys like Wallin, out of a guy like Carter Welling, out of a guy like Steiner, is you see big guys who are athletic. They can run the court. They can get up and down. They can affect the game in lots of different ways. Now, Nick Davidson's a different type of player. He's more like that Danny Ferry type of player. He's not necessarily going to play above the rim. That's not really who he is. It's his skill. And here's the other thing. It's his passing ability. And then Chase Thompson, you know, he played like 20 minutes. I thought he played well. He didn't score. I don't even think he shot. He doesn't need to. You will see more of that from him moving forward, though, because he has a versatile skill set. He can face up from 22 feet. He can put the ball on the floor. I think one of the really interesting things about this team, and two things that are most interesting about this team. One is their ability to get to the free throw line. The other is the passing ability of the bigs, because Nick Davidson is an elite passer. I think that Chase Thompson is an elite passer. When you have big guys who can pass the basketball, you are going to pose problems. There was a play, I don't remember exactly the point in the game, but when Nick Davidson catches it inside and in one motion, instead of going up, which he could have, he spins and he throws it back outside to Jake Wallin, who's wide open in the corner for a three, and Jake Wallin hits it. There are big men who aren't just, you know, 6'10", but they have skills, and you have multiple big men who are really good passers. And that allows all the high-low stuff to happen that Brad wants to run moving forward. But it also just says a lot about the difficulty that opposing teams are going to have in defending Clemson. And then this issue, the one issue that Clemson has had in recent years, even with all the success, has been not getting to the free throw line enough. Free throw attempts, don't worry about percentage. Free throw attempts is what matters. It's what always allowed Duke, with the homerism in the ACC and North Carolina, to gain great advantage. And it just matters in basketball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the NBA lives on the free throw line. It matters. It wins and loses games. This team is going to get to the line. Nick Davidson shot nearly 400 free throws last year. This team is going to the free throw line. RJ attacks the rim. Jake Wallin can attack the rim. Carter Welling can attack the rim. Zach Foster can attack the rim. Ace Buckner can attack the rim. When you have a bunch of guys who can attack the rim, they're going to get to the free throw line, and that is the difference between winning and losing. There are going to be teams that Clemson plays this year that are going to be very unhappy with final stat lines that show Clemson shooting many more free throws than they do, but there's going to be a reason for it. There's going to be a reason for it. Those are two really interesting elements of this team. I still have questions. Everybody still has questions. But those are two really interesting elements of this team. The bigs, most of the bigs can really pass the ball. Most are athletic. And then this is a team that is clearly going to get to the free throw line. They just are. And that's something that this team has not had. Through all the success in recent years, there has not been a lot of that. There hasn't. This team's going to the free throw. One thing I'm absolutely sure of, this team is going to take more free throw attempts than the last three Clemson basketball teams. I'm virtually certain of that. So, you know, I think all that stuff matters, and it matters to winning, and I think we're going to see more and more of it moving forward. So it's what I'm expecting. All right, Trucker James, I appreciate you hanging in there. I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group, which is Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. It's all part of the Lake Kiwi Auto Group, and now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $1,500 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. And by the way, as we go to break, when you're only on the court 4 or 5 minutes at a time, you are 100% effort. You are all out all the time. That is not something that last year's team could claim. They could not do it. You just didn't have the legs for it, didn't have the depth for it. This team, there is no reason that anyone should ever be on the court for this team this year that isn't going all out every second, because you know you're going to be relieved in 4 minutes. Someone else is coming in. Quick break.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, Don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TramlinMills.com. Tramlin Mills, we don't do quiet.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tell me, where have you been? My blue eyes.
So, Ramona, when you went to the grocery store the other night, did you see Peter Woods again?
It wasn't Peter Woods.
It was. I'm convinced it was Peter Woods. I'm convinced it was Peter Woods.
No, I didn't see any football players.
It moved from Cade Klubnik to Peter Woods.
No, I didn't.
Yep.
I said it was Ronan.
You said it was Cade.
I did. I thought it was Cade.
And you went into great detail.
But I know. Yeah. But you said some stuff, and I went, no, maybe it's not Cade. So I looked, and yeah. I found it was yeah. Ronan.
And you decided it was Ronan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it was Peter Woods, but we'll see. So you didn't run into any Clemson football players or any other just random people that you thought
that
were Clemson football players, right?
Big.
Right. Not everybody over 6'2" plays football for Clemson.
Yeah, but when you got that neck, yeah. So
I think other people have that neck. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Let me get to the phones. It is, Basketball David, Trucker James, Basketball David, and Butch coming up right now. Trucker James, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, man, it's been a while since I got back with you.
Walter. Welcome back, James.
I've been kind of unemployed.
I'm sorry to hear that. I thought there was some resolution on that. I hope that changes.
I got an application with this other company hoping they call, you know, so we still been kind of out of work. It's been different looking for a trucking job.
Hey, listen, mm-hmm. anybody else out there who needs some help in that area, needs a trucker who's a salt of the earth human being who you know you can trust, my man Trucker James is looking for work.
I'm applying to drive for Walmart and see where that goes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Trying to go for Walmart. I appreciate y'all, Walt. I know you're not talking about football, but it's been a while. Dallas Cowboys, I don't know where we are, and and the Gamecocks, I done ruled them out completely.
Well, you know, obviously the Cowboys had some interesting acquisitions, picking up Logan Wilson and Q Williams. I think the Quinnen Williams is a pretty good pickup from Dallas standards. Now you gave up a pretty significant amount: 2026 second rounder, 2027 first rounder. And you gave up Smith.
When did this take place? I'm missing. Today?
Yesterday, I think. Yesterday. Yeah, it was
before
the trade deadline. This is a tough one to evaluate, quite honestly. I mean, Quinnen Williams, if he's right, is a really good football player. I think it's worth it. The Mozzie Smith thing just never worked out. You thought he was going to be that guy. From a Jets standpoint, they're in a total rebuild, so they're breaking their team down and basically redoing it. So we'll see how that plays out. And then then you picked up Logan Wilson for a seventh-round pick from the Bengals. I don't really understand that. I mean, Logan Wilson's a little bit older now, but he's still a good football player. He'll help your linebacker situation. So interesting moves made by your Cowboys.
Well, how about where you see South Carolina at? I know we're not going to make a bowl. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, you dismissed Mike Shula, so that's the first step to recovery.
you were before you go. You was right. You know, if South Carolina, they had a chance to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
They had them on the road.
Yeah.
Should have
won that game.
They're going to win this football game.
Yep. Should have won that game. So.
I mean, when you said they could beat, I remember it's been a while, and South Carolina gave Alabama all they want and then some, and we just could not never find a way. Like LSU, we just couldn't find a way to win these games.
Yeah, I think had two main problems. I actually think the defense has played pretty well of late. The two main problems have been the offensive line and the offensive coordinator. I think those two issues have been, and that's, look, if your offensive line's a problem, then your offensive coordinator's going to have some issues anyway, regardless of who it is. But I
have a question for Argo. Can South Carolina win 8 games before it's over? Do we have a chance to win, or we're just going to lose out completely?
Look, I mean, well, first of all, someone's going to win the South Carolina Clemson game.
I forgot about, you know what? You, you're right, because A-Rec's not looking very good at all this year.
Yeah, if you had ever told me before the year that Clemson would play South Carolina with both teams being under 500, I would have said you were flat-out crazy or drunk or something.
Well, and I appreciate y'all so much. You know, you sometimes get to talk to everyone. Sometimes when you feel kind of, you know, everybody can have them down times, you know, in their lives. And, but it's good to have people that you can call. That's kind of make you feel, take your mind off of other things.
Absolutely,
it makes you feel pretty good.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate y'all so very much.
Well, we appreciate you too,
thank
James.
So
we're
much.
All your friends. 100%. I mean, he's just a great human being. Texas said, tell him there are trucking jobs at Borg Warner in Seneca where I work. That's from Tiger Guy Andy. So, James, if you heard that, there, Tiger Guy Andy says there are trucking jobs at Borg Warner in Seneca. So take advantage of that. Basketball, David. David, good to have you, David.
Well, thanks for getting me in, as always.
Absolutely.
Well, it's here. We're here. We got basketball games and games on every night. And, you know, I thought some of the good early season national games the last couple of nights were we were treated to some really good matchups. Yeah. And, Walt, I threw it out there for you the other day, and I think it's been kind of reinforced so far. Now, again, it's two nights and first games of the year and whatnot. But, Walt, I think this freshman class has a chance to be special.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, I still think at the end of the season, you're going to need a mix to win a national championship because there's we've not really seen any pure freshman team win a national title. The closest we came was the Fab Five.
Well, I would say that Duke team back in 2015 was majority freshmen.
But I think they had the. I still think they had a mix of guys.
Yeah,
that,
no, agreed. I agree. You're saying dominantly freshmen. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I'm with you. I just think, you know, you look at some of these teams like Duke and Houston and Arizona with the Koa Pete kid and the debut he had and. Yep. You know, North Carolina and, you know, just some of those national titles. And even, heck, Walt, even Foster and Clemson here. But, like, I think this freshman class is really good. I mean, I think it's really talented. I think it's really good. I mean, you look at it wouldn't shock me at the end of the year, Walt. We look at the All-American teams, the All-ACC teams, and there's two to three freshmen on each of those teams.
Yeah, I think that's certainly possible. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, I do think that it looks like an elite freshman class. I just want to see it play out over the course of the year, David. You know, lots of things happen to freshmen over the course of a year.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's just the one thing I can say about a lot of these is I haven't seen them play on in several instances. Is I think the one, and I think you're seeing it from the jump, is this freshman class is their games are more mature, their bodies are more mature, and I think that's why you're kind of seeing the adjustment to the college level be a little bit more seamless for them, as opposed to the typical freshman that has to get adjusted to the physicality, the athleticism, the speed of the game.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's – I don't think there's any question it's true. And quite honestly, we'll do a basketball show coming up. We'll get Zeke involved too. And we'll talk about these things because, like even today, I'm not ready to proclaim any top 10 teams. I want to watch these teams for another few days and get a little bit more of a feel for them. But I think it's going to be a very interesting year in college basketball without question. You know, there were certain things we knew at the start of last year that just were false. You know, Kansas was number one. We knew that wasn't happening. I think UConn is going to be back in business, and I think they're going to be a threat without question. I think we have better ACC talent than we've had in recent years. But, again, I want to see that play out versus the SEC and others before I jump on board that the ACC is wholly back. I mean, I think that it looks like it might be the case, but I think we need to see more. David, hold on a second. I need to take a break. Hold on a second. Butch, you hold on as well. We'll get to you on the other side. You can get in if you'd like, 654-7627, 654-7627. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Ramona, why is it always like 6:30? I'm telling them about Moretti's. Now I'm just absolutely would kill for Moretti's right now. Look, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, you don't need to worry. You don't need any 12-hour drive to Western New York. No, the Western New York has come to you. That's how we like it. It's right here in Malden at Moretti's. That real, authentic Buffalo New York pizza. It's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. It's just the perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. The Buffalo wings, they're authentic. They're the original Buffalo wings. Trust me, these are the real deal. You may have had wings that are called Buffalo wings, but until you get to Moretti's, as Dre said the other day, you haven't had real Buffalo wings. Get to Moretti's. How about Beef on Weck? If you haven't heard of that, or if you heard it on the show, it's a roast beef sandwich. It takes them 8 hours to cook. They slice it thin. They pile it high in a Cumberweck bun. That's a sea salt caramel bun with horseradish sauce. Serve with au jus for Dunkin'. Trust me, it's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, which is a big night at Moretti's, and so much more. And yes, a full bar, but a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are divided. Look, sports fans, this is your spot. There's one whole wall with nothing but big screen TVs. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. And of course, every Clemson play, every NFL snap, and your team. They'll put your team on a monitor. All you have to do is ask. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. By the way, dad's Clemson, son is South Carolina, so they got you covered there, and they're big Bills fans, as you would expect. So get to Moretti's. Like I said, you will 100% thank me later. It's incredible. All right, quick break. We'll get back to Basketball David and Butch on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage will be back.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com. We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at schneidertree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear from Cozy Fall Hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Mark McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yep, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you. Or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him.
Walt Tip Tulip Road Racing, we don't have time for that. Let's, and I mentioned before the importance of getting the free throw line. I'll get right back to basketball, David and Butch, in a second. But I mentioned the importance of getting to the free throw line, free throw attempts as an enormous factor in basketball. You know, people complain about them, but trust me, they earn those fouls. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for people who don't know, not only gets to the line at an alarming rate, alarming for opponents, but he, the other night, went over the 20-point mark for the 80th straight time. The 80th straight time over 20. Think about that in the NBA. That's just insane. How insane is it? That's the third most. He passed Oscar Robertson. The only two ahead of him in that category, Michael Jordan with 92 and Wilt Chamberlain with 128 or whatever it is. And those are the only two guys ahead of him. And you're talking about those two guys are the two most dominant individual forces in the history of the game. Chamberlain 1, Jordan 2. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has done it 80 straight times. I mean, that's insane. You know, off night, whatever. You think 80 straight times over 20 points. And a big part of that is because he creates fouls. He gets to the free throw line. And guess who won the championship last year? Back to basketball, David. David, I think one of the things that Clemson basketball is going to be able to do this year, David, I think they're going to get to the line a lot.
Yep, I agree, Walt. I think they're attacking. The guards attacked. Dylan Zach Foster, Porter, Butta. I think their guards attack, and I think their better shooters are their front court players. So I agree with you. Yeah. I think in a couple exhibitions and games that I've seen so far, I think they like to run a lot of their five men, initiate the offense,
yeah.
And getting those guards going downhill and getting them backdoor cuts and split cuts and whatnot, going toward the rim and attacking. So I agree 100% with you, Walt.
And you really have multiple bigs who are also good passers, so that makes that all yep. easier too. So, you know, if Clemson wants to play high-low, they certainly can. You know, if Clemson wants to play four out, one in, five out, they can do all those things because of the ability of the bigs to face up and knock down jump shots. You know, I was thinking about this a minute ago, David, during the break. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself with this team. There's a lot to see. We haven't seen anything yet. We don't know, really. And I think these first 10 games are going to be sort of a growing phase for this team and a phase where Brad has to combine all these various parts and see how they blend, et cetera, role defining, all those things. But just on the surface, I think this. I think this team has a lot of big man skill. You're going to be hard-pressed yep. to find a lot of teams in the country who have the number of 6'10 type guys that Clemson has with the level of skill that Clemson has.
Agreed. And that's where, again, I think you're going to see more initiating offense from your fives and your fours, yeah. from whether it's even in the full court. You know, they get the rebound and they push it. I've seen, you know, Brad yell at, you know, some of them, hey, go, run. Yeah. You know, he does his little thing where he kind of swipes his arm and tells them to push. And, you know, and then I've also seen, you know, he's giving them, obviously, well, basketball it's a simple game, but there are complexities to it. And I think when you can think the game, and one thing that I think coaches look for at all is the high IQ.
Yeah.
And when you can think the game and you can see the play before the play or the next play coming before it happens and whatnot, like, I think that is a skill. And I think some of these big men have that high IQ
yeah.
to where Brad trusts them enough to – because, well, you know this. Brad's, in the sense of a tough coach, he's not going to let you just go, hey, we're just going to, you know, go let you play one-on-one.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure, yeah, you can run his stuff, but once he does trust you, he's going to let you go do, again, Nick Davidson, Jake Waleed, Carter Welling. You're going to see a lot of them catching in transition and at the top of the key, and they're going to either hit, you know, maybe a point action where they hit another big at the elbow. They're going to go turn it into a dribble handoff yeah. with a guard coming yep. off, getting downhill and letting them play two-man game. I think you're going to see a lot of those variations with those bigs, Walt.
Yeah, it's funny because I actually mentioned that exact thing. I talked to Brad. When I talked to Brad the other day, I talked about the number of players on this team that can think the game. I think it is really important to him that he has cerebral players with high basketball IQs who know how to play, and I think he has that. I don't think there's any question. I also think, it's early, and we'll see how this if this evolves or changes, but I don't think there's any selfishness. I don't think there's any eye on this team. I think this team is, you know, they all seem willing to play the roles that they're sort of given here at the start, and I think it helps because everybody is involved. You know, you're going to play 11 guys, so they're all going to be their heads are all going to be in the game all the time.
Yep. Now, here's my question, Walt, is yeah. and I don't know, you know the history of the game a lot more than me. Have we seen a team? I'm not saying Clemson's going to win a national championship. I'm not saying any of that. Yeah. But have we seen a team, like, do you remember a team where you could say, like, legitimately throughout the whole season, and I'm talking, you know, big scope here.
Yeah.
Can you remember a team that's played 11 guys for the length of the season?
I think there have been.
That's the thing that I'm going to be interested to see. Can, like, yeah. Does it last?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, David, in terms of whether it will last. There have been some teams that have done that, but as you know, when we get to the NCAA tournament time, most coaches shorten their bench. They're not playing 10, 11 guys at NCAA tournament time. I mean, assuming Clemson gets to that level. So, yeah, I think that's what's going to be really interesting. I also think that even though right now it's sort of this socialistic approach to basketball, I think that as the season goes on, I think roles will still be defined. I think that this team, you know, will establish a leading scorer. I think that's likely to be Nick Davidson, depending on, you know, how soon Zach Foster really arrives on the scene. But I think that's likely to be Nick Davidson. I think R.J. Goffrey is going to score more than he has in the past. I think he's going to look to attack more. But I think Davidson is going to be that guy. And I think part of that is going to be, I think he's going to live at the free throw line.
Yep. No, I agree, Walden. I'm with you. I think eventually these roles get defined where, you know, Davidson's the leading scorer. You know, you have your leading rebounder. Carter Welling's, you know, maybe your sort of boom or bust guy, if you will. And then, you know, I think eventually you probably find one of those guards. I think eventually they probably wanted to be Foster late in the game to where, you know, you kind of go and create or make the right read.
That's the thing. There are two things that I think certainly remain to be seen. One is, who's Clemson's best defensive rebounder? I think that's yet to be seen. And it's going to be a little bit of team defensive rebounding. Brad wants the guards to rebound. And I think the other thing is, at the end of a tight game, do you have the guy who can break you down and create for himself and others? And I think that's likely to be a freshman as the year goes on at some point in Zach Foster. And I think he's got the ability to do it. This goes back to what you were talking about before about the level of freshman play in the country. Because I think we both agree that that from a pure talent standpoint, I think Zach Foster is the most talented player that Brad has ever recruited.
No question. 100%.
So, you know, so we'll see how all that plays out. But there are questions to be asked and answered. To me, David, it's a really exciting, interesting team. It's not any.
No question.
Right. It's not any of the things that we knew to be true before, we thought were true, and before the last three seasons, you had a really good idea of this. This team seems to have a lot of questions and a lot of answers, but how it all comes together is a bit of a mystery. But it's exciting. It's interesting.
Exactly right.
You know, I'm.
I'm so interested to see how it all comes together.
Right. I mean, I'm actually, oddly, I'm more interested in this team than I have been the last three. I just think it's fascinating to see this group come together and see how they play together and how they gel and how the roles eventually get defined, or if they do, or whether, like you said, whether a team can actually go a full season playing 11 guys and maybe go into an NCAA tournament using that same philosophy. David, I got to run. Great talking to you as always.
Thank you all.
Sorry, Butch, I didn't get to you. Call me tomorrow. I'll put you right up. Let me tell you about Yoder's, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. You've heard from John and Rudy about how awesome Yoder's is. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Listen, get to Yoder's, 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, 864-972-3003, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30. Website, goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Stay tuned for Overtime with
Ashley. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next.